Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
One of them.
Well, and keep this in mind. Who did Aaron Glenn beat?
Did he beat Tampa? No, it wasn't Tampa. It was was it Trey Hendrickson's team?
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh, was it Trey Hendrickson's
team? Did they lose a game that perhaps they had thinking it was a W?
There's an update on Trey Hendrickson and these trade rumors. We'll get to that today again at 12:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Hey, let's be honest. No.
The car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Okay, so Diana Rossini on The Athletic did one of these emptying of the notebooks. The what I'm hearing rumors type stuff about the NFL as we are just about a week away here from the trade deadline. And so there's stuff out there. There's percolation in the rumor mill. And let's get to some of it. So she's got these bullet points. One, the Ravens, Colts, Rams, and Lions are making calls for a cornerback. Now, Gator, I guess the question is what level of cornerback? Are they looking for someone to start over someone that they already have? Are they looking for depth? Like, how all in are they? Are they just saying, you know what, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, we're not trying to develop Terrion Arnold, so... And I mean, Arnold, there's been ups and downs with Arnold. There's some signs that he is improving, and then there are others. The penalty numbers for the second year in a row early in the season have been a little bit high. But then there's also games where Lamar Jackson can't find anybody open downfield, and that includes Terrion Arnold in coverage, right? So, I mean, there's been ups and downs. With that said, I'm intrigued as to what their level of commitment is in trying to find said cornerback.
I would hope that if you're considering it, it's for a cornerback that might be just somebody that's better than what you have in a practice squad, or it's somebody that can step in and be a lockdown corner and be your best corner. Because you know how I feel about the secondary positions. It's a position that is destroyed by attrition because they always get hurt. Players are always getting hurt back there. I'm not going to turn down a player that might be the best player out there. If the best corner becomes available, right, and there's a top-notch guy, I'm not going to say no because I'm trying to develop Terrion Arnold or I already have DJ Reed. I'm not doing that. Right. What I would say is, okay, can we? What's the price
what's
to pay?
What's the price?
And let's see if that works out into what we want to do. Because they can't afford to say, no, we got this with this. I don't think, not with that position group. Too many guys get hurt. You're always looking for healthy bodies and you want the best healthy bodies you can get.
So... she also adds, last week I reported the Titans were listening to offers for any player not named Cam Ward or Jeffrey Simmons. One name catching the eye of multiple teams, I'm told, cornerback Roger McCreary, who is in the final year of his rookie deal. So the Titans have a number of players, and there you heard Roger McCreary, who's got a couple of pass defended and a interception this year. In his career, he has three interceptions and 17 pass breakups in his career. And, you know, I mean, obviously starting caliber player, somebody you might take a look at. I feel like we're going on year two and maybe even year three of Arden Key being a possibility as an edge rusher guy. I'd have to look up his stats. I think they're down this year.
He has he's played in six games this season. He has six tackles total, 1.5 sacks.
Okay. I mean, I feel like this is the equivalent of Arden Key. The production, maybe an expectation, would be something similar to what Za'Darius Smith added. I'm not so sure they need an edge rusher. I know the whole world loves the idea of, and we've gone through it. I'm starting to get, and I apologize to the audience. I realized last week somebody called up with how they had to go get Trey Hendrickson. They have to do it. And my hostility towards the they need an edge rusher call came out. And I've just, their pass rush has been more than adequate. And the price tag that we have to be paid for a player that, again, according to Diana Rossini, the Bengals are still not planning on moving Trey Hendrickson. And no, the Raiders aren't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Trading Max Crosby.
Bengals may feel that way now. They play, I think, the Bears on this upcoming week.
Mm-hmm.
See how they feel after that game. If they lose to the Bears, does that change everything?
Well, I mean, if you're planning on selling a valuable player, you might be saying, we're not planning on trading him, but you're keeping everybody's phone number.
Yeah, they play the Bears on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a home game. If they were to lose, I mean, that drops them to 3-6. But it's a division that is, you know, the Steelers are on top. Steelers just lost last night as well, so they didn't lose any ground. Although Baltimore won a game yesterday for only their second win, but I think everybody can see Baltimore trending upward as they've gotten healthy. Roquan Smith's back. Mm-hmm. They're going to get Lamar Jackson back next week. And they look like they could be damaging again because they're a very talented football team that got off to a rough start with injuries.
So here's another one that is interesting. She writes, keep an eye on the Jets. Teams have been showing interest in defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, although New York's asking price is massive. So is this a Brad Holmes calling up the Jets and saying, can I talk to Aaron? Can you hand the phone to Aaron?
I just need to talk to AG for a little bit.
Yeah.
Love Quinnen Williams, but it's not necessarily a position.
Not necessarily.
He's a great player.
But again, like, let me just say this about the edge rusher thing. It is true. If you can get somebody for a reasonable price, I'm not opposed to it. I'm just not sure it's as much as a priority as we thought it might be going into this year. And while having two elite edge rushers, again, is great, I wouldn't sell the farm for the idea that you need a second edge rusher, given that their pass rush has been pretty good.
Yes, but that's not Quinnen Williams.
That's Quinnen Williams. Now, Quinnen Williams is a defensive tackle, and I wouldn't turn him down for the right price, but they say the asking price is massive.
Yeah, I mean, he's 27 years old. I don't know what his contract is, but I thought he signed a big deal recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not necessarily who I'd be asking about if you're talking with the Jets, but they're not likely to move a couple of those guys that you would be interested in. So I don't know if the Jets are the team I'm contacting.
Is there anybody, when you say it's not who I'm asking about?
I love Sauce Gardner, but I mean, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure why they'd be giving up Sauce Gardner. Well, I hear you.
Yeah. I'd be keeping an eye on Cincinnati. I would keep an eye on Cleveland
mm-hmm.
and see what's there.
By the way,
have a game, Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
They have 5 sacks in a game yesterday.
Yeah.
Crazy. But looking at what Cleveland has, it's a team that's 2-6. I'm sure they're always looking to move if they can. They might have some players in the secondary that you could be interested in.
It would be absolutely awesome to land. So if you get Cleveland apart from with Myles Garrett, but I think that's
fantasy.
That's not fantasy.
I wasn't mentioning it. I just mentioned he had a game. That's okay. All I'm saying.
I wondered if you were drawing a straight line.
No. Cleveland's building their future around him. So
yeah,
because they don't have to pay a quarterback apparently, because they're only paying 6 quarterbacks. Why pay one when I could pay for 6?
Yeah, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but as far as the Lions are concerned, I just don't see a big name coming here. Obviously, they know they love the guys they have, and not everyone's has been extended yet, so they got money, you know, pushed aside, I think, for those guys. Attrition is always a factor here because we saw what happened last year, but I think they, you know, they also showed what they can do with those other guys, right? So I think they feel confident in at least a couple of those guys if they have to lean on them more than they just did. They're getting guys back healthy. I think they want, the thing is, you want to be healthy at the right time, and they weren't last year.
Right.
Maybe this year, knock on wood, that they get healthy at the right time. I do go back to something you said that last week, Gator. If anything, a move to increase the depth on the offensive line might be the move.
Yep.
And it's not a big splash move because clearly you have your starters. It's more like, hey, this year Dan Skipper started on the practice squad. So how much did they love him, right? Manu is hurt and maybe he didn't progress as well as they thought he would so far. You might want to have that veteran guy in case anything goes down, a versatile guy that could play inside and outside for that playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, I think you start looking at the bad teams around the National Football League, and these are the teams that you have to contact about trades. You're not going to, I mean, you don't see teams that are in contention or teams that you think are contenders for a Super Bowl. Those aren't the teams that are giving up players. So you have to look at, you know, the Miami Dolphins and the Miami, does it make sense to look at one of their edge rushers? And I think it does make sense. They've got several guys there, and it's a 2-6 team right now. You can take a gander there. You know, the AFC North division is interesting because nobody's running away with it. Pittsburgh leads the division at 4-3. Cincinnati, as I mentioned, they're 3-5 right now. But the big player they have is Hendrickson. We'll see what they end up doing with it. But Baltimore's on the rise, and Cleveland's only, you know, a couple games back as well.
Okay, so 248-539-9797 if you have any comments regarding the latest. In the meantime, Gator, there is an update. Over the weekend, one of the most fascinating stories we've talked about this year. We'll get to that today at 12:32. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.